Working from home?
We're back in the office.
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thanks for calling and participating in today's show. And thanks to Bleck and Abdallah. White Sox baseball in after Waddle and Sylvie tonight. Check out the guys' YouTube page for more of their great content. Make sure you follow all the shows on our own YouTube channels.
You look good.
Thank you. So do you, handsome.
He just woke up. I told you. After
Don't
that
you
coffee.
Shut your
He's got
mouth.
Some coffee coming. Well, he's got coffee now.
Yeah, I needed some, man.
The caffeine's kicking
in. I
ain't
gonna lie to you.
It's time to cross out with Waddle and Sylvie.
I didn't have any coffee this morning.
No?
None?
Yeah.
Why not?
I said
I'm
it's
to
gonna
pace myself a little bit. God forbid I be healthy. The only bad thing I want in my body is rum and vodka.
Okay. I might stick with the coffee over the rum and vodka. But okay.
I'm even trying to eat.
We're drinking Diplomatic on Wednesdays.
Over time, what's worse?
What's that?
I would think
coffee or the rum or vodka.
I would think the rum and vodka,
Yeah, rum and vodka is a little more expensive.
It's going to be worse than the coffee.
This is what I do with the coffee, and then I got my own little ones. You know, those little doohickeys you could put in there.
Keurigs,
yeah. I got my own, and I get the 80-pack for like $17. 80-pack.
From Costco?
Yeah.
Is that what you get? Okay, sorry.
What the hell are you talking about Costco for? I go to my local Strachan Van Til's. My local, not that big conglomerate.
Cheaper at Costco.
Yeah, well, maybe not. You do the math.
Strachan Van Til, is that still locally owned, or does some big conglomerate
I guarantee
own
you
that
a
one?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Costco and Strachan Van Til?
Who owns that?
The Strachan Van Til family?
100% correct, though. Yes.
Well, we can Google
the Van Til's. The
little Dutch last name there. Are you shocked about
the
that, my
Dutch
area?
Last name?
You know that. Come on now. Yeah. Headquartered in beautiful, I think they're headquartered in Schererville, Indiana, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We used to shop at the one when I lived in the city. There was one in
there was one in the city.
Not Elston.
Yes, there was. Absolutely.
We used to shop at that one.
I don't know if it's still there. I just know, boom, yeah.
I go to the Aldi's.
Aldi's, yeah. Aldi's.
Yeah, wherever you know, they got ground lamb there at a pretty good price at Aldi's. Did you know that?
It's good.
Ground lamb.
I like the
pretty
whole,
good price.
I like Trader Joe's, too.
But I make a lamb bolognese. Lamb bolognese.
Perfect.
Do you know what the Strachan Van Til family did? Perfect. They bought them back. They sold them a while ago, but they bought them back, so now they own them.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
So Johnny is 100% correct.
And they bought them back. Being run, they said, we'll take it.
Founding families buy back Strachan Van Til.
Exactly. They said, how can you keep our store when I keep on snatching it back? That's what they did.
How do the prices compare there?
Prices?
Competitive.
Very competitive, yeah.
Good.
The coffee's like an IV for Yurko.
It is, right.
As soon as he starts sipping it, you might as well just hook him up to an IV.
Actually, I was kind of in the doldrums until I saw you.
Oh, yeah.
You just got me into a good mood. I don't know what it was.
So is today just beginning for you right
now? Today, Sylvie and I...
Today just begins right now.
Today, Sylvie and I celebrate what the Cubs have to offer. I know they're in fourth place right now, and I'm not worried about that.
But at 9-6, it's not bad.
Oh, you'll take that.
9-6, you'll take every day. If you're 18-12, guess what you're going to be? Knocking on
Johnny,
the door.
How can this team be 9-6 with their manager?
Someone's right. That's what I said. I told Carmen earlier, this team should be 15-0 with this guy.
Okay.
It was a hell of a challenge yesterday.
The players,
great challenge yesterday.
The players have not been able to perform as well as the coach. That's all I mean. The manager. Manager.
Same problem on the south side?
Oh, for the Lord.
No, the problem on the south side is they stink.
That is the worst baseball team as currently constituted. That's the worst team I've seen. And
okay.
I wanted to say of all time, but that's, you know, maybe a little bit
over
the top.
They're going to challenge
for sure
for all time.
The worst baseball team I've seen in
So we've done
decades.
7 or 70, right?
Yes.
And the 70 degrees day came before the 7 victories.
It wasn't even close.
Now we've got a new one, We've got a new theme.
8 or 80?
Nope. No. Cinco or Cinco de Mayo. So will they get
Cinco
the five
or Cinco
wins,
de Mayo.
Or will they get to May 5th before they get the five wins?
I think
wins.
They're getting five wins.
I don't know, Tommy.
Don't know.
They got to go on the road to Philly and Minnesota.
They
got Tampa coming in. Cinco or Cinco de Mayo?
Or Cinco de Mayo. Which one do you think is going to happen
first?
And then
after that, we're going to think of something else.
Yeah, we got another thing coming down the pipe.
How about they just get relegated?
That's what I said. I said, what if they get three wins by then and we do the 4th of July? It could be.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Let's hope not. It could be 14th or the 4th of July. You know, 14 or the 4th of July.
Yeah, it's not going
like
to be.
That.
It's not good, boys.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Well, at least the Bulls got a chance to play to get into
boy,
the
that's another thing. I mean, geez.
But the great thing is Gary's the White team. Sox being so bad are guaranteed the 10th pick next year.
Yeah, guaranteed the 10th pick. They're going to lose 120 games. They're going to pick 10th.
There's no
you
chance.
Imagine,
They pick in the top
but
nine.
But they're selling out the shakes because, you know, they only make a limited number.
Like, it sounds like the Shakes is the name of their new stadium.
The Shakes.
It's a condition the team leaves you in after you've watched them.
And I'll tell you, and Gio had the new chicken sandwich. He said it was phenomenal.
Karma, we talked about this last week. They should stop selling tickets to a baseball game. They're selling tickets to a restaurant.
Food event. And by the way, we actually have a show going on. Yes. It happens to be a baseball game.
Yes.
It's dinner and a show.
It's dinner theater.
Baseball's not the thing.
Bring back Kenny Youngman,
You're 100% right. Just market it that way.
Yes. My arms are tired.
And if you want to get frisky in the later innings, you can go out to the outfield where we do have cabanas available.
Yes, you could have a bottle service.
You're not kidding.
You can have waiters out there.
Cabanas for, just in case.
Right.
Getting the lady.
You want a bang, you can bang.
Seriously.
Absolutely. We were trying to sell that to the A's last year. The A's, remember when they were just having sex in the outfield, the fans were without the cabanas. We're like, turn this into a money maker.
We got one for you. In the corners, away from people, we're going to have cigar cabanas.
Dude.
So, forget the smoking ordinance. We're outdoors.
Right.
Jerry smokes in there anyway.
Yes. Just give me a jet stream.
They can take the cigars.
We're going to Havana.
Yes, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
Little Havana.
Yeah.
And
you know what? Maybe Libres. Stop by.
It's going to be the Yurko section with Cuba Libres and cigars.
Brooks, you hear this?
Cuba Libres. And cigars.
Have to wear a Panama hat.
Who are their who are their Cuban players?
Luis Robert
and
Yoan Moncada,
right?
And
Aloy. Aloy's not Cuban. Aloy's Dominican, I believe.
He's Dominican.
So listen, one of them is bound to be on the injured list.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So
come up. And
so one of them comes up for spends a couple of innings with
Moncada.
You.
Will be there before the break.
Signing autographs.
Yeah. Cohibas and Bolivar.
I'm telling you,
it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
It's
Monte Cristo. Well,
think
two.
About this with the weather getting warmer.
Crusader.
You're going to have a tent. Take out some of the seats up there.
Did you go to Moeller?
I went to high school with him.
Is that your brother?
Yeah. That's not my brother. My brother was in town this year.
You went to high school with that guy?
Yeah.
Do you really know who that guy is?
Is that Jimmy Kalasinski?
What's his name? What's your name?
Right.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
He doesn't recognize
Mike Young.
Baseball player. Mike Young, ball player.
That's pretty good.
Baseball.
Righty? Baseball. Yeah. And football.
Pretty good.
How about that?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. This is just a chance thing?
Well, he was in town seeing the Reds. Did you go see the Reds? He's probably in town seeing the Reds.
Wow.
And visiting
Tommy.
He was
my year, too.
Mike Young.
There were a lot.
He graduated in 84?
We graduated in 85.
And you were with me then.
Yeah.
You didn't redshirt in college,
did
you?
I did not.
You were healthy.
Yes.
85.
And good.
Look at this. Two handsome devils right here.
Yeah.
A lot of Reds fans on Friday. I was there, and there were a lot of Reds fans.
That's only next to the Sox fans. It seems like there's a lot.
Yeah, maybe you're right. There weren't that many.
He was there. He goes, man. He goes, there weren't a lot of people there on Friday night. I go, how about 11,727?
There's no chance there was that many, right?
But probably.
They
sold out.
Really?
Even with 11 grand, they sold out of the Shakes. The Shakes sold out.
If this is what we're measuring. We're measuring if they're selling out the Shakes.
Well, that's what that's what they're doing now. The White Sox are putting on a clinic for all the other 29 Major League Baseball teams on how to move the best product out there. It's the one thing they do well. It's the one thing they do well.
And you have to go for the food, like these guys said, and you go for the other team. The Reds are a fun team.
Well, not gonna lie. Hot tubs on the upper deck. Let's put a couple hot tubs in.
That's what Jacksonville did. They put a swimming pool out now. You know,
let's do it. Like, you got extra space. Listen, utilize
the NBA's. The NBA, the teams, they constantly market selling tickets for games when the other team's superstars are coming to town.
You might as well.
The Cubs.
Should do that right now.
How about we do this? You know, let's set a Guinness Book World Records. What's the largest amount of people that have ever done a chicken dance? Let's fill the place up with 40,000 people, play the chicken dance, everybody doing the chicken dance, including the players, including the Griffles.
This sounds like something Savannah Bananas would do.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference?
But do you know where they do the chicken dance?
You see how popular they are?
I think it's more than 40,000. They do the chicken dance all the time at Wisconsin.
Do they?
At the end of, in the fifth quarter.
They got something else going on.
Where are my Badger fans? I think they call it the fifth quarter.
I just saw
everyone does the chicken dance.
Did you see the record that was set in Fort Lauderdale? All these people with beards came, they tied them together.
What?
And they had like 297 feet of beards tied together, side to side.
To set a record?
They set a Guinness record.
Of what? Most beards tied together?
It broke 150 foot.
I'm not touching it.
It broke 150 footer. They tied the beards together.
Chain. I don't
it was
know about
this
that.
Morning on the news, guys. Channel 9.
By the way, can I revisit? Like,
he won't lie to me, Pat Tomasulo. He won't lie to me.
We just went through a long series of examples of things that could help put money in the pockets of the people that run the White Sox.
Yeah.
Are we doing the wrong thing there?
Maybe.
Is that what we're doing? Like, I mean, well, why should we give them ideas on how to benefit when they're not taking
we're
that money?
Well, they're not trying to be a good baseball team.
Yeah. Here's why. So why should we try to help them with marketing?
We are trying to keep them relevant.
Okay. Yeah, here's a good idea.
Let's keep
how
them relevant.
How about you go through a process of trying to hire a general manager and not just say, you know, this is the path to the least amount of resistance.
Incredible.
And just hire the guy who you know most.
Don't you think at this point in his life, Jerry Reinsdorf is in flipping the bird mode?
Yes.
Oh, you know?
Yes.
He's at this point of his life. He has reached the hurdle.
Yes.
I don't know which one, but he has reached the hurdle. And he has decided to come around and sit in his chair, spin around, giving everybody the middle bird except for Tony.
Do you think, well, Tony, Bill Belichick, and, Jerry, were they getting together this weekend?
I guess.
It was Friday night.
They were there Friday.
Yeah. Thinking about bringing him in as a manager. Baseball.
I don't know. I mean.
No, I'd see that.
Belichick is the manager.
You could do worse than Bill Belichick managing that baseball team. I think they have done worse.
They probably have recently done worse.
Can you see Bill having to meet the media before and after every game?
Every game.
Yeah.
Did anyone do any Cincinnati jokes? Because he was, again, literally on to Cincinnati.
I didn't even think
He's
about
always
it.
On to Cincinnati.
Always on to Cincinnati. That's a great point. Yeah, I did not make that joke.
Well, that's a nice shirt.
Damn it, I wish I did.
Tony Soprano called, he'd like it back.
Yeah.
Our guy, Kaz.
It's a beauty. One of our guys just walked by with a beautiful button-down shirt.
Your baseball team is pretty good. That middle infield is fun to watch.
Sylvie and I are going to go to a ball.
Morrell looks like a player at third. They're
mesmerized.
It's
the two of them.
Bronco.
Carm loves himself some Nico Horner.
Yeah,
and Johnny is a thunderstick loving Ian Happ guy.
Ian Happ's my guy.
Horner, I like. I do. He can't hit a lick really.
Nico, he had a rough weekend. A lot of them had rough weekends hitting.
Imagine if they all hit. On cylinder.
Well,
I know.
Well, look, they're 9-6, and a lot of them slumped this weekend. The bullpen barely escaped yesterday.
Yeah.
They're missing their ace. They're missing their number two pitcher, and Hendricks can't get anybody out.
He's struggling.
So with all of that, they're still three games above 500. By the way, they've played the Dodgers, and they've gone on a 9-game West Coast road trip.
This team should realistically be 15-0.
That's not terrible.
By the way, Carm, have you ever seen the third out in a game come off of a pickoff in a 1-1 game?
I know, but
have you seen it?
I have. Not often.
Last time it happened with the Cubs?
When was it? I don't know.
What was it, Tyler? 2003?
Bert Hooten. 03? Yeah, Bert Hooten did it.
No, Borowski. Joe Borowski?
Borowski.
Yeah, closer.
2003.
The Polish Prince, they used to call him.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see that very often. That's a bad mistake by Julio. Bad.
With a one-run lead and a bullpen that couldn't throw a strike, and also, as Sylvie was saying, guys that have been, you know, early in the season giving up dongs lately.
Well, Alzolay's given up 2 1-run leads already with home runs.
Yes,
I don't know why you'd get picked off.
He's a dog.
Look, your guy Nico Horner, a couple innings earlier, when they were protecting a 1-run lead, let off finally with a single, nobody out, and he got picked off first.
That's bad.
Like, so you're looking to add on. He got picked off, I think it was in the 7th inning.
Yeah, that's bad. The bigger bags? Come on, how are you getting picked off? What are we doing, guys? That's
bigger bags?
They got the bigger
bags. Baseball. Okay,
yeah.
I got you now.
Carm, how you you gearing up for Wednesday?
What's Wednesday?
You know what Wednesday is.
Well, you know what Wednesday is.
It's Spaghetti Day.
Playing game?
Alfredo.
Or Whiskey U.
Alfredo.
Oh, Olive Garden.
What do you mean?
Look at him.
I hope it rains.
I mean, my heavens.
I'm going to pray for rain.
You could have the minestrone. You could have a little salad and a breadstick.
I bet there's a chicken dish that you'll think, you know what? You'll surprise yourself and you'll go,
really?
Not bad.
Really?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
You got to go in with an open mind.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're closed right now.
Don't do that.
Your mind is closed.
It is.
Because you know, if any self-respecting Italian sees you going in there,
it's shameful.
You're done. The people in Melrose Park won't invite you out no more. I'm
but
serious.
If they see you there, you went there, or they vanished.
They wouldn't be there.
That's what I'm saying. If they see you there, you're there.
Then they're guilty of the same thing.
Next thing you know, John Yurkovich Chinetti is going to be going up there.
Yurkovich-Chinetti.
Yeah.
Like when we were kids, we used to have, there was this stigma for whatever reason about being seen at Kmart. You didn't want to be seen at Kmart.
We were kids, that's true.
That way, like, you don't want to.
But you guys were not when I was.
We were kids. That's true.
But special.
But
baby.
Like you were always like in Kmart like this. But if you were seen in Kmart, they were at Kmart.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Like, so, like, who cares?
Right. Right.
So well, our place was Goldblatt's.
Your family were they were trying to save some money.
Woolworths. Right.
Woolworths.
I told you when Swedes Lotta switched to Starsky and Hutch shoes. Remember Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah, of course.
They had those blue tennis shoes with white stripes.
Oh, yeah.
They were a little too pricey. Mom took the old price tag off of one and put them
she
on the other.
Switched them? Oh, yeah. I think
that's
my grandma
did
that.
You take a lighter with you into the store. And
that's you how you knew your mother loved you.
Seriously, Carm, you cut
She's willing to go to jail to make sure you got your shoes.
A pair of scissors and a lighter, you go in and you cut the little plastic thing and then you fire it back on.
Ask for anything after that. Whatever she wanted was done.
Look at you guys. You know? Jeez.
Did you never steal anything?
Your mother steals for you. You know that's love right there.
Yeah.
It's love.
Or being a thief. Or being a criminal, but one of the two, yeah.
Petty
larceny. No,
now you got to steal more than $1,000. I mean, hell, we were only stealing about $4 or $5 at the time.
Yeah. That's nothing.
Listen, you go down Michigan Avenue, you steal whatever you want.
You steal $1,000, they consider you a hero nowadays.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. All right, boys. So what about stadium stuff? You guys going to tell? Did you read the stadium article today? I want to know where they're just building this damn thing and be done with it already.
Is there another stadium article today?
Oh, yeah, another one. A lengthy one.
Tribune.
About the stadium. A lengthy one.
There's a new one every day.
Sun-Times came out
like
the good one.
They're
going
to get ready to unveil the plan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, try to sell it to the public.
He's got
to
go.
Politicians.
Sooner rather than later.
Yes, I told you that they believe with every year they wait, it's an extra $150 million on top of what they spend.
And you know that's not a family that wants to incur a cost like that, nor would any family.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, I am not one that believes that they are using, that they're playing poker with Arlington Heights. I think the intention is right here on the lakefront, and they're not trying to use Arlington Heights as a negotiating point in any way, shape, or form.
It definitely doesn't feel like it's just a negotiation. I think Kevin Warren is pretty intent on doing it here.
That's what I think.
I don't know. It'd be a,
do you think with all this, with all the stuff with the White Sox, that they're going to get their stadium too? Or do you think like people are going to try and give the finger back to Jerry?
I don't think
like you said that Jerry's giving the finger to everybody else. One of the worst baseball teams Chicago has ever seen. Do you think
I think the Bears are going to take precedent? I think the politicians are going to lean towards the Bears.
Do you really think the politicians?
Well, it's whose money is he getting?
I don't think they're bending over backwards for Jerry anymore like they did 30
I get it, but
ago.
The Bears haven't, you know, haven't delivered a consistently good product
still,
either.
It's still
but
the
it's
Bears.
Still the Bears. I got it. I'm just saying, like,
so,
I,
listen, 30% of the city backs the White Sox. 100% of the city backs the Bears.
That's true, but
That's why the Bears get more love. That's just the way it is.
I think if there are political points to be made, then they're going to be fans. The politicians will be fans of whoever it is that's
But like Carmen said, that area, that Roosevelt Road area, is not a good area for a stadium.
Disaster.
For getting in and out of.
What are the chances of putting a couple of helipads in?
Okay.
And helicoptering the fans in from everywhere.
Where are we,
that's nice and safe.
Where are we getting that money?
Yeah.
And how many helicopter rides is that to bring in 65,000?
It doesn't do anything.
Oh, yeah. The traffic over there on Roosevelt Road, forget about it. It's an absolute
bring
disaster.
The helicopter in, land, unload, go get some more helicopters.
I don't know how our traffic
would be so
bad.
What about boats in the shape of milkshakes?
Hey, just do that. Just do that.
By the way, the plan also includes rerouting some pretty large thoroughfares, doesn't it?
Like, they want to do part underground
how
or something,
are you going
don't
to,
they?
Where at Soldier?
Yeah.
Or at the new
underground?
Well, they're not going to add any more tailgating. The parking is going to be.
Oh, so they'll put all the parking
underneath.
No, but they want to reroute the roads.
They don't care.
Can I tell you what the team would like?
They don't care.
Can I tell you what the team would like? If they could eliminate tailgating, they would. Why? They want people to come there hungry and thirsty.
Buy their stuff inside.
In their restaurants. In there, yes.
Come here hungry and thirsty. Whatever you do, don't eat and drink outside.
Yeah,
they come inside and don't use a thing.
Still, I guess you're getting it anyway or getting it one way or another.
Right.
The parking money is parking lots. You'd
want a lot of parking lots. I've talked to people connected to this, and they don't care about reducing tailgate. Mm. They believe there's going to be just as much, maybe a few extra parking spots, but that doesn't mean more tailgating.
Right.
It just means parking spots, and a lot of that's underground.
More VIP parking spots.
Yeah.
The commoners.
Or right, underground.
Steerage will park wherever they have to park.
Nobody Aren't they talking about having to reroute the roads,
well, I
too?
Thought like, part
that's going to take
drive.
Forever.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be
a... I mean, you can't open up that stadium if the roads aren't...
And think about trying to play football while all that's going on at Soldier.
My God.
Mm. Or are they going to build a temporary lakefront facility like Northwestern?
Who knows? Yeah, I was going to say, go play that. That's where my daughter played soccer. Wow. I think it houses like 7,000 people on both sides.
Well, that's, you know, it's one.
It's kind of cool, though.
It is for Northwestern.
Yeah.
Not for the Bears. 14,000, you know, Eastern Illinois plays Northwestern this year.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, good old EIU.
Try and beat them like we beat them.
We play the Fighting Illini, too. Listen, we try to beat the Division I teams every year. We try to beat them.
We do, though.
Congratulations.
All right, boys, what's up on the show today?
Lots. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, look, I have two poll questions. Are the White Sox the worst Chicago baseball team you've seen
ever
in your lifetime?
Yeah. Yes.
And are they the worst? This is a good question for you. Are they the worst Chicago sports team of your lifetime? Do you have the 99 Bulls in there?
They were pretty bad.
Like a lot of people suggesting the 97 Cubs.
Early 2000 Chicago Blackhawks were awful.
That's true, too.
97 Cubs were awful. Like even the 99, 2000, 2001 Bulls were awful.
That's right when you were doing pregame.
Right when I was doing it. They were terrible. They're absolutely terrible.
But he always got a chance to talk to Dick Versace.
Yeah, we talked to Dick Versace a lot.
So are we looking at this Sox team with currently as constructed without Moncada, without Robert, without Eloy?
No, they're with them, but they're hurt.
They're hurt, right.
Every team has injuries. Look, the Cubs have injuries now. We're talking about them without Steele.
Yeah.
Without their pitchers.
It is what it is. They're terrible.
312-332-3776. The Rangers won the World Series without their best pitcher last year.
Yeah, that's true.
Every team has injuries. And then we've got some Bears stuff. I got an interesting nugget about Caleb Williams over the weekend. I'll relay that. And Tom Thayer's going to join us at 4 o'clock. If you want to react... 332-3776.
All right, have a great show, boys. White Sox baseball after Waddle and Sylvie. They'll get you home next. We'll see you tomorrow.